One issue which is certainly a hot topic at the moment is affordable housing, and it's one of those issues in government where I've had the opportunity to be housing minister, and it's a bit like the game Jack Straws. You pull one straw out and then suddenly the whole thing collapses. It's quite a finely balanced thing to get right is housing policy. But there are some obvious issues at the moment. We can't expect the younger generation to have to pay more for everything, which they currently have to do anyway. They're expected to pay for their education once they leave school to go to university. They're going to have to live to work longer. They're going to have to pay more into their pensions. And by the way, they're going to have to pay silly money to buy a house.
Yes, and that this is the intergenerational fairness issue. One of the reasons why young people need to get out and vote, and also we need young candidates, and there are more and more of them, fortunately. And it's not a new issue, as you will know. It goes way back. In the kind of post-war history of the island, you get these peaks and troughs and pressure on the market. There's a real issue there. I'm not clear that we have proper factual information about what's going on in the market. It's all anecdote about, you know, people from off island speculating and so on. But there's clearly a real problem there. And I'm not sure that this government has had a handle on that.
And certainly the issue of investment, investing in housing, clearly with interest rates as low as they are, the old adage is if you invest in property, you're pretty sure to be fine. Perhaps government actually needs to start thinking about controlling how much property can be owned by individuals. But of course, once you start interfering with things like that, you run the risk of creating a whole load of different companies, all owned by the same people, owning just the right amount of properties to be able to be the right side of the law. So it's a very difficult one to get right, but certainly it is going to be a question, I feel, that our politicians are going to have to tackle in the next 5 years.
And whether they intervene in a radical way in the market, that people have been very reluctant to do that in the past.
Yes. Or do we acknowledge that we're going to have to build an awful lot more houses, which of course is the other answer. Presumably at some point, if there are sufficient numbers of houses built, that means that people can choose to buy their own house or rent someone else's house, then they'll go to buy their own house. But it's never, in my experience, my limited experience in politics, it's never a simple one to get right.
Indeed.